A stud on dress. It's 16-inch stud from studsversusbimbosluts.com. You sent me your number, remember?
Yeah. How could I forget that cock? Impressive list of conquests on your profile, stud. I can see you've ruined some of the hottest sluts on there.
Yeah, I love taking on sluts like you. They've had to deactivate over 30 accounts because of me. Mostly they never recover from the relentless pounding I give them, and they get removed for inactivity.
Is that what happened to Busty Gym Slut? Rumor has it she had been milking all the boys at the college.
Yeah, she was teasing me for weeks with trash talk and sending me pics of her ridiculously hot body and of the studs she had just emptied. At one point, she was getting through 10 a day. She put up a prize at 20K for any stud who could outfuck her. She said it's next to her bed for the winner to take once he had worn her pussy out. Of course, the catch was everyone who had tried so far ended up at the hospital with a permanently worn-out dick. So I had to put an end to this bitch's fun after she had sent me a particularly filthy series of texts showing me pics of her GG tits all up in a bikini, followed by some pics of the hung stud she was about to take on. Then she sent pics of her giving the BJs with their throbbing cocks between their Botox lips, followed by a tit fucking each stud in turn. I could see their massive poles were strained to bursting. After a few minutes, they started to blow their loads, and one by one she sent me pics of their drained dicks. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Oh yeah, I like her style. Knows how to get you hot and worked up.
I rocked up at her mansion ready to explode. I was topless in just my jeans and my dick was halfway down my leg. I was so horny, just thinking about nailing this slut.
Stacked, packed, and ready to fuck. Just imagining you rocking up to my doorstep like that, it's making my pussy drip.
She answers the door in her bikini all covered in a sweat and smelling of sex. She had just finished a few more hopefuls before I arrived. She was going on about how big they had all been and how she teases them till they ripped their bikini off. My dick literally burst out my jeans and started dripping on the floor. Her eyes popped out like saucers, and I could see her pussy was instantly soaked.
So am I. Tell me more, stud.
She bit her lip and said, "Fuck me. That is the biggest pole I've..." But she didn't finish, because I shoved my rock-solid pole between her perfect BJ lips. They were still wet from the cock she just sucked, and I could feel the other studs come on them.
I love it when one guy can feel his rival's juices all over his massive shaft. It makes you boys even harder.
Yeah, I was so pumped I didn't wait for an invite to come inside. I just took her on the doorstep while she dug her nails in the doorframe and grabbed on. We went at it for 18 hours nonstop, all over the house. She even invited her girlfriends round after to tag team me, but I worked through those sluts in a couple hours.
Sounds like she desperately tried every trick she knew to tame your beast. But she just wasn't up to it.
Yeah, her girlfriends were just cannon fodder for my meat. He kept throwing them at me to slow me down, but after I wore the last of them down, it was just us two. She managed another 6 hours of relentless fucking and her tit fucks with the best I've had. At one point, she had my shaft shooting its load nonstop for an hour. She couldn't get enough and pumped me again and again. Each time she thought my cock was finally drained, but it started shooting again, and she was like, "Fuck you, bastard. I'm gonna beat you." She was simultaneously turned on, intimidated, and seriously pissed that I could outlast her. But eventually she just couldn't handle it anymore. After 18 hours, I literally fucked her into the bed. And just as I was nearly out of juice, I realized her body was limp. Her hands were still gripping onto the sheets. She was still desperate to stay conscious at the moment she had passed out on my shaft. I picked up the 20K she had on the side table and walked out of the cum-soaked mansion, leaving the exhausted slut unconscious with a previous conquest and a trail behind me.
Not bad, stud, but that bitch is not in my league. You're not the only one. The list of studs I've drained is longer than your arm. Or should I say... cock.
Yeah, well, my dick is longer than most guys' arms, and much thicker.
Reckon you've got what it takes to challenge me. Cause I've been emptying stud cock all my life, and so far, no one's been able to handle it.
Trust me, I can handle you. Last week did 4 bimbo sluts in one go. They work as a team wearing out guys, so I played them at their own game, and divided and conquered. I did them one by one. The others watched as one girl after another passed out on my cock. They were so turned on they were desperate to outfuck each other, till it was just one of them left. We fucked like crazy with our mates passed out around us. She lasted for another 2 hours before I realized she had checked out too.
Well, big boy, you've got stamina, but so have I.
Yeah, you look like you can handle a serious session. Your body's amazing. Never seen one like it. It's like you were built for sex. Your ass is so tight and round, I just want to grab it and pound you. The tan is flawless, too. Looks even better covered in cum. Love those pics you posted to the site where you've just sucked off 2 monster cocks and you're covered in their cum.
Oh yeah, I know the one. They were actually brothers. A very impressive tag team. Well, until they met me, that is. Turns out my hot BJ lips wrapped around their thick shafts was too much for those boys to take. They emptied their loads over me till they ran dry. And what about my tits, big boy? You ever taken on Triple H cups with that meat of yours?
Triple H? No, not like those. I mean every slut I've done on here is stacked, and my mom is GG cup. But yours literally defy gravity. Never seen any as round and big as that and so firm. Love the way they look when you cover them in oil. Slick and perfect for a tit fuck. And the way, I showed my mates your pics on the sites.
Did you? And what happened, stud?
We all got instant hard-ons. We were so hard we had to jerk off. Everyone was pumping their dicks. In minutes, we all shot our loads. Total carnage.
I bet you did. Were you the last one to blow your top?
Yeah, I was still standing at the end, but my mates didn't make it.
Yeah, you guys just can't last in groups. When you see one cock blow its load in front of you, the rest just follow like dominoes. Even the hardest hunks can't hold out when they watch a dozen guys shooting off.
Yeah, I've never shot my load that fast. Normally I go for hours, but we're all drained in minutes.
Funny you mention about your mates. Are they on the site?
Yeah, we all are. We team up most weeks, taking on groups of cheerleaders and horny MILFs who challenge us. I haven't heard from them recently, though.
Maybe I can help with that. Is it Pussy Hunter, Ripped and Hung, Endless Stamina, Mr. 12-inch Right, and the legendary Alpha Stud?
Yeah, that's them. They're all hung, but not as big as me, of course. Why?
Well, yes. They were big boys.
No way. Fuck, you did all 5?
Yeah, at once. Well, 7, actually. I had invited along a couple more guys to make up the numbers. So, the thing is, after you showed them the pics of me, your mates got jealous and wanted to prove they were bigger, harder, etc. Turns out they all reckoned they could outfuck you and wanted to prove it. Guess they weren't such good mates after all. I was sexting them for a couple of days, teasing them about the fact they wouldn't be able to last on text. One thing led to another, and before you know it, I'm in a hotel facing off against 7 hunks with dicks hanging to the floor, with me running my hands over their massive guns and rippling abs. Shit, I love hot, tanned abs. Yours look amazing, by the way, stud. So I did a little strip and dirty talk, and unsurprisingly, they all got massive, eye-wateringly hard erections. One cocky stud had brought a tape measure so I could record who had the biggest cock. I picked out the guy with the meanest-looking cock and stroked it a few times to really get him pumped. He maxed out at 12 inches. but it was all too much for him. Before I could move on to the next hunk, Ripped and Hung grabbed my face and stuffed his fat cock in my mouth. About 3 seconds later, I'm sucking off Mr. 12-inch, who I actually measured at 14 inches, so I must have caused an extra rush of blood to his dick, while jerking off 2 other bad boys and tit-fucking Pussy Hunter with my Triple H cups. Was amusing watching them try to outfuck one another. Was so easy turning them against each other. I kept trash-talking throughout. It always gets you boys rock solid. Oh, which of you boys will last longer? Come on, you stud, your mate didn't last long. Can you do better? What's the matter? These tan tits too much for your overworked dick? Come on, stud, they said you were the best. Now prove it. Turned on like animals, all of them gave it to me every way they could. And I literally took it all. I purred as the very last spurts of hot, thick cum finally abated from the 2 massive dicks I had been relentlessly sucking flopped beside me. The 2 studs they were attached to had in fact been unconscious for the past 5 minutes, but I had continued to milk those cocks for as long as they had juice left. Then I turned to Alpha Stud. He approached me, stroking his legendary cock like it was a glistening sword. Let's see how big that thing really is, I said, as I reached for the tape measure. My eyes widened and started to water when I saw the marker on the tape measure. Oh my fucking God, you are... But I never finished that sentence, 'cause he ran the full length of his delicious shaft across my hot, wet lips, and I sighed with lust. Then it just descended into a fuckfest. I felt like Alpha was taking on me and the other guys at once. Alpha took me on with 1, sometimes 2 or 3 other studs pounding me at once. I tried to remember their names and what I did to whom, but it was all a blur of abs, cocks, and muscles. I worked through each stud 1 after another. Each time, they would shoot their loads and be replaced by one of the others. But Alpha stayed there pumping me relentlessly like a gladiator in a test of stamina, seeing off his rivals as 1 by 1 they wore out. The other studs slowly but surely began to flag. Their hot loads, which were torrents to start with, were reduced to a few spurts. And each time, they lasted less and less. Mr. 12-inch was first to check out. His dick had grown so big, I think the blood rush was too much for him. Pussy Hunter's last stand ended after a marathon tit-fuck and more of my filthy trash-talking. Ripped and Hung succumbed to a double BJ challenge where I sucked on his pole and Alpha's at the same time. I kept looking up at them with my come on boys eyes and asking which of them would blow first. I kept taunting them and asking, who is the best? But I already knew the answer. None of them could compete with Alpha, so it was hardly a fair fight. But I didn't realize running Alpha's massive shaft along Pussy Hunter's own cock would send Pussy Hunter over the edge like that. Oh, his cock just exploded and kept shooting spunk long after he was lying on the floor in an unconscious mess. Endless stamina? Proved he was guilty of false advertising. Though, 3 hours with me is more than any man can be expected to face. So then, it was just me and Alpha, standing over the exhausted rivals in a room covered with cum. Sweat dripping off us both. Oh, Alpha plowed into me everywhere. On the floor till the carpet started to smoke. He pounded me on the bed till it snapped. Up against the door till the frame came off. Then suspended in the air, reverse cowgirl as he drilled me from behind. Finally, he pushed me up against the wall and literally pounded me into it while he squeezed my perfect Triple H tits. Oh, they were so big, most guys can't hold them. Alpha wasn't like most guys, and his massive hands would have been up to the task, but my tits were so soaked with cum, sweat, and oil, he struggled to get a grip. In a moment of ecstasy and desperate not to end up like his mates, he punched one hand into the wall and dug his fingers in to gain purchase. It began to cave under his immense strength. He proceeded to pound me furiously like his life depended on it. I guess it did. I reached round and felt his massive arms and ran my fingers down his 8-pack abs. Oh, shit, he was such a stud, but I am a stud killer. When I pulled off him, his rock-hard cock exploded cum so hard it ran high up the wall and up onto the ceiling. Alpha tried every trick he could to stay in the game as his dick kept coming harder, a fire hydrant that had been hit by a truck. After a few minutes, he was totally drained and his cock is literally touching the floor. His juice is dripping onto a massive pool of cum. After a few more minutes, he gave up the fight and collapsed against the wall. I licked my lips and surveyed the carnage as Alpha still stood, unconscious where he had checked out with one hard hand dug into the hole it had made in the wall, with the other gripping his massive shaft, which was still oozing cum. The rest of the ex-studs were scattered all over the room where I had finished them, over the bed, over the chair, propped up against each other. As I left, I saw the tape measure on the floor stuck at 17 inches. I thought, nice try, stud.
You're so fucking filthy. Once I impale your tight bottom, my thick pole, you won't even be able to think straight. Just like all the other sluts who wear themselves out on my monster cock.
Yeah, I bet they did. But they aren't stud hunters like me. You gotta quit wasting time and show me how much you're packing, stud.
Been lifting 250 kilos this morning. Now I'm totally pumped. So fucking hot. You wanna feel these arms? They are like concrete.
Impressive, stud. Nearly as stacked as my son.
What you mean, nearly? Your son ain't as big as me, babe.
You're big, baby. Don't worry. Just saying, my boy is bigger. I've seen him working out and heard him fucking sluts he brings home. Most of them can't make it out of his room after his session. He takes 4 or 5 up there and spends all day and night pounding them till they drop. I've seen girls orgasm just from the sight of his shaft in his pants.
Trust me, bitch. Your son is not as big as me. This dick is the biggest in town.
You sure about that, stud?
Yeah, he's big, but I'm about the same. How old is he?
18. He's fucked all the girls at school as far as I can tell. And most of the teachers. He's quarterback for the college. When he's not working out or beating the crap out of the opposition, he's pumping his way through the girls.
From the sports college? Shit, I know him. You mean Brad? He's in the football team with me. We're massive rivals.
Yeah, it's Brad. He doesn't consider anyone his rival, though. He's so arrogant, he just drips sex. He brought all the cheerleaders home last night after the game, worked his way through them with his 20-inch dick. made me so horny. I had to go out and find some young cock to drain. Brought back 6 hung guys from the club. They kept me busy for a few hours, but I've just finished the last one off for good.
Shit, my sister's one of the cheerleaders. She didn't come home last night.
Yeah. She's probably unconscious on his bedroom floor with the rest of them. Covered in his cum.
Fuck, my sister would never do that. She's got a boyfriend and she said she hates Brad. I'm just as big and I am so gonna outfuck him. He's gonna hate it when he finds out I've nailed his bimbo slut mom.
You reckon you can? Cause I get so wet hearing him pound the fuck out of those big-titted sluts. I need a big cock to satisfy my needs. I think it's my own fault, though. The things I wear get my son excited. I've seen his dick stretching out his pants. Then he has to go out and release his tension. Oh, since my hubby passed away, I've been on the hunt for the ultimate cock. He was an ex-porn star, but had a heart attack after a 30-hour fuck session with me. Oh, it's so hard finding a guy that can measure up.
Trust me, babe. Your son is no match for me.
Okay, stud. Enough chat. Let's do this. Turn on your cam, you fucking stud. Show me what you've got. Bet your dick is ready to blow. I bet that you're stroking it now. You couldn't resist pulling out that meat and pumping it whilst I was talking, filth. Is hot pre-cum dripping all over your abs?
You may have emptied the others, but I don't pump my cork that easy, you cock-draining slut.
Oh, stud, you are fucking gorgeous. Those abs and your guns? I can't wait to dig my nails in. That hard body. Oh, I'm soaking wet. And that dick. It's so fucking huge, it's gonna burst through your pants. Oh, you are way bigger than all of your mates were. I can't wait to slide that pole between my cock-breaking tits. They are all slick and hot, babe. Can you imagine them working your greasy pole?
Shit, I'm so hot. My cock is too much.
Oh my fucking god. I have taken on some serious meat, but I have never seen a cock rip through jeans like that. That's it, stud. Stroke it now. Yeah, pump it with both hands. Shit, look at that pre-cum leaking all over your hot abs. Those balls are the size of oranges. They look under strain. Are you gonna blow, stud?
Yeah, fuck, feels so hot. Can't stop.
Think about this hard body, you fucking hunk. My hot lips sucking your fat pole. So thick I can barely get it in. My perfect tits lubed up with your hot juices. Sliding up and down your monster shaft. Yeah, you big-dicked bastard. And my tight, hot pussy milking your steel shaft till it blows. Squeezing my firm, round tits whilst my hot, tight cunt milks your monster cock. Just like I did to your mates, I finished them all off. You hate me, stud, but you can't resist. You want to ruin me, don't you?
Shit, my cock, too hard. Not gonna make it. No one's done me like this before. Fuck.
Yes. Give it up, stud. Don't fight it. You can't hold it anymore. Oh my god, it's shooting out like a hose now. You're out of control. You can't stop it, stud. Pump that hot cum out. Oh no, it's all over your precious 8-pack and those massive pecs. Oh fuck, it's going all over the wall behind you. Keep shooting that hot cream, bad boy. I want to milk you dry. Fuck! You shoot it so hard! Looks like you've plastered the ceiling with that load. What a mess you've made. Guess you overstimulated yourself, Stud. You lasted about 5 minutes. Still, better than your mates did. Oh, have you passed out, big boy? But your shaft is still shooting its hot load all over you. Such a shame. Another one bites the dust.
Oh, Shin, you fucking bitch. What did you do? No one's got to me like that.
Oh, welcome back, Stud. Guess I was too much for you, big boy. You passed out there for a bit. Don't worry. While you were blacked out, I have been busy draining your little brothers. They were big, too. It must run in the family. They did their best, but they're all passed out in their rooms now. You may want to check on them.
You tunnel bitch. I'm gonna ruin you. And I'm gonna teach that dick of your son a lesson by sending him a pick once you're passed out on my shaft.
Yeah, that's what the others said, too. But none of them made it. I just need one of you hung studs to last. If you do, I'll make you rich.
Rich? How do you mean?
Under my late husband's will, my son inherits everything after a year. It'll all be his. The house, cars, money, and he'll kick me out. I'm sure the will was made out to me, but shortly after he died. I know my son was banging the slut lawyer. She looks like some 20-something fuck doll. I can't believe she was a lawyer. I found pics on his phone she had sent him promising to do anything if he fucked her. Then I followed my son to her house and watched him fuck the shit out of her all night.
So we got her to change the will?
Ooh, you're smart. Big cock and brains. I could make good use of you. Yep, he had her forge a new one. I confronted him one day, and he just laughed and said the lawyer was in hospital from exhaustion, and good luck getting a statement from her. I could see his massive shaft pulsing through his pants down along his muscular thigh as he said it. Shit, he's so hung. But he's so arrogant, he can't resist proving he's the best. So, we made a bet. If I can find a stud who can outfuck him, he loses it all. I promise to all the stud challengers I take on, if you can outfuck my hung stud of a son, you can live with me and I'll fuck you unconscious every day and drain your balls dry. Plus, you can have half the money and we'll tell him to go fuck himself.
How much we talking?
500 million.
I'm in. My dick is like steel. I can outlast that prick easy. What's the plan?
So, we're gonna have a competition. My son versus however many challengers I bring. We see who can fuck the most girls before they wear out. My plan is to find a hunk who can last long enough to put up a decent challenge. Then, after 12 or so hours, once Brad is starting to tire, I'm gonna fuck him into the ground and drain his balls dry again and again till his dick collapses. I know he wants to fuck me. I have seen him watching me. He won't be able to resist, and my hot cunt will melt his cock. Problem is, you studs all talk the talk, promising to ruin me with an all-night session. But none of you can, and if you can't last against me, you won't be able to outfuck him. You look like you're the best so far, though. You may have a chance. You've certainly got the body for it. I love squeezing big guns when I'm riding one. And your abs are so fucking cut. You must work hard on those. I can't wait to run my hands all over them, pull your meat out, and suck on that heavy fuck pole.
Fuck, I'm rock solid again. My cock is touching my chest. It's leaking pre-cum all over my pecs.
Again? You do recharge fast. Maybe I underestimated you. I can't wait to slide that meat between my perfect, firm tits. Oh, I love the feel of rock-hard cock between them when your shaft pulses and the hot cum lands all over my tits.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm gonna work out for like a week beforehand. I'll be so pumped you'll come just looking at me.
Yeah, maybe I'll come down to see you work out. Watching you lifting iron, working those guns, would leave me soaking all over the floor. I have a gym in our basement, as I keep getting banned from them.
LOL. Why? What do you do? Lewd displays?
Well, I was a member at Hard Bodies until a few months ago. I went for a workout when it was quiet. Otherwise, I attract too much attention. As you can imagine, I always get the boys hard when I work out with them. My tits are always about to burst out of my tight top, but this time, I was feeling particularly horny. Must have been giving off pheromones or something. Anyway, I was in the weights area, and there was a group of, like, 12 to 14 bodybuilders training for a competition. I was bent over doing some reps when about a dozen studs all crowded around me. Oh, these boys were seriously stacked. I mean, it was like they were the product of genetic engineering. They all had ridiculously muscled bodies with 8-pack abs, much like yours. All those roids must have got them on heat, 'cause I could see their bulges threatening to burst through. And I licked my lips. I thought, those hunks look promising. One of them must be able to spar with my sex god of a son. I said, show me how much you're packing, boys. They responded by pulling out 12 slut-breaking, pussy-pounding, foot-long cannons. Harder than steel and as thick as their arms. They have been genetically engineered to never soften, and their balls can literally produce unlimited amounts of spunk. Nice. Let's see how much those big guns can take. Dripping with lust, I ripped open my top to reveal my perfect tanned tits, still glistening from the previous coating of cum the last failed group of challengers had unloaded just 3 hours before. I call them my cockbreakers. There isn't a dick I haven't melted with these bad boys.
Fucking, you're so hot. They must have ruined you.
They tried. And I was trash-talking those hunks so much their dicks were like steel poles. They looked like gods, and I fucked them like them too. Fuck, they gave me everything they had. Literally. But, like all the others, it just wasn't enough.
I'm stroking myself, babe. Tell me more.
Well, the first two hunks took no time stuffing their swollen shafts in my face. I started licking and sucking those meaty poles, and they were already covered in their pre-cum, and I was pumping their cocks like crazy. Despite being in peak physical shape, I had no trouble milking them both till the first cannon went off after just a few seconds. Watching his mate blow sent stud number two crazy. He desperately tried to hold it in, but I went for the kill. Grabbing on to the still spitting dick, I ran it over stud number two's ripped body and rubbed it all over his hard shaft. This was just too much for him to take, and stud number two started coming like a fire hose. I pointed it at his comrade, and the spunk ran up and down stud number one's body. I grabbed the next two cocks, stuffed two more in my dripping hot pussy while I was jerking off a couple more monster shafts, using my hands, and I tit-fucked the biggest one I could find in a seventh to oblivion. The next two studs to check out lasted all of a minute before my blowjob lips caused them to go off like fire hoses. They hadn't even hit the floor before the next two studs pushed their unconscious bodies out of the way and took their place. After 10 minutes, there were just 4 left. The rest were all passed out, dicks still leaking cum. By 15 minutes, there was only 1 man still standing. He wasn't really conscious for the last few minutes, but I finished him anyway. I had high hopes for him to begin with. Oh, he was so fucking hot, and his fat dick reached all the way up to his chest. It was all over a couple of minutes later, and his monster dick shot its final load between my double H cup tits. It fired off the last few spurts and collapsed like a tower block with a satisfying thud on his abs. I calmly walked out of the gym, leaving 12 ex-super studs on the floor covered with their own hot cum.
I'm so hot. I need to fuck you now.
Time to get down to business. It's about time I had a real fuck, so I can teach my fucking horse-hung son a lesson. Oh, I'm soaking wet thinking about your cock sliding in me. Oh, just try not to blow your load too soon, or you'll bite the dust just like the other ex-studs. Oh, come get it, stud.